Okay, so let's begin with questions. Question time. Number one, why was Noach called Noach? We know Noach is Miloshim Menucha. Menucha is related to Shabbos, and we discussed already. So we want to open a different mahalach into a different path into understanding the connection between Noach, Menucha, and Shabbos. The pasuk testifies that Noach was an ish tzaddik, tomim hoya b'doy raisov. Targum of tomim says shlim, Miloshim Shlemus. Noach was shlim. Shlim means shlemus. In what way was Noach shalem? Shalem usually means when you take two pieces and you put them together, you make a davar shalem. What was the davar shalem over here with Noach? And then we know that the mabel was mine that came down from Shemaim, and it wasn't only mabel that came down from Shemaim, but in fact the pasuk says. In fact, the pasuk says the mayim came down from the tohoim down from down, and varuba is hashemayim niftachu, and from up. What's the oimik? What's the depth? What's the oimik ha'inyan that the marble dafka came from up and from down? Waters from the mala, waters from the mata joined together and flooded the world. What's the oimik in? Oh,
from
the mayim. Oh, mayanot, which came from where?
Down.
And varuba is hashemayim, which came from up. So what's the connection that the two waters met and flooded and destroyed the world? We also find the repetition in terms of who was allowed and who entered the Teva. Pasuk seems to be repeating itself, where a few times the Torah says, who came in? Shnaim, Shnaim, Bo, Zohar and Akeva, Bo, Shnaim, Shnaim, Bo. See the pasuk repeating itself time and time again. What's the stress over here? That they all came shnaim shnaim, zochan akeva, shnaim shnaim. Go through the pasukim, you see how many times it's repeated. And last but not least, another mahalach into understanding how the Dor HaFlaga fell into Parshas Noach. What's the connection between the Mabel and Parshas Noach with the Dor HaFlaga? That's enough questions. But the answer introduces us to a very important yisod, which mamish gives us an insight into many aspects of Yiddishkeit and halachas and Torah. The Bria, as we know, is made up of Shemayim and Oretz. Shemayim and Oretz is otherwise known as Gashmi and Ruchni. There's two parts to the Bria. There's the spiritual and the physical. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create spiritual and physical? In order for us to make a zivug, a kesher, a shidduch between the physical and spiritual. What does it mean to make a shidduch between the spiritual and the physical? Which means, in other words, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to take the physical and turn the physical into spiritual. And that's Yedua, that's an old Yesod. Let me just read you out a lashon of the Be'er Ma'am Chaim, where he says, Lo'nivra, the kol ma'isa b'reishis, lo'nivra ki'im l'hapich ha'choymer l'tzura. To l'hapich, to turn the choymer, the gashmi, into ruchni. V'la'asos midvarim, I'll close the door. Shishkoich. Milasois, thanks. Milasois, midvar magushomim bechinas ruchni is kasheyeh emirtz Hashem la'asit. And he continues that the Adam is the only one that can do it. That's the tachlis of Bria. The tachlis of Bria is to make a shidduch between the gashmi and the ruchni. Now we know that shidduch, we talk about a shidduch between a zachar and a nekeva, between a man and a woman. The shidduch between a man and a woman is the shidduch between the ruchni and the gashmi. Because we know in the Maharal, in Gu'ari and Sefer Bereishis alone mentions this at least 15 times. We know that Zohar always in Chazal corresponds to the Ruchni, and the Nekeva corresponds to the Gashmi. Again, we're not getting into now, not going to get any women's rights groups any angry with us. We're not specifically saying that women are Kule Gashmi, men are Kule Ruchni. We're talking about Zohar and Nekeva over here. The idea of Zohar and Nekeva is always that Zohar corresponds to the Ruchni, and the Nekeva corresponds to the Gashmi. What's the tachlis abriya? And if you have a look in Bereishis, the pasuk says, "Vayoyim Hashem elakim, loy toy vayoyis adam levadoy." It's not good. It's not good that Adam should be alone. Asa loy ezer kenegdoy. Let us make him an ezer kenegdoy. And as you know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Chava from Adam. And what's the tachlis? It says the pasuk, "Al kein yazev ishes ove ve'imoy." V'dovak be'ishtoi v'hoyu le'basar echad. What does it mean, v'hoyu le'basar echad? They literally become one basar, which is translated in halacha to mean ishtoi kegufoi, that Ish and Ishto are like one Metzias. And that's why, by the way, Kala is called a Kala. There's a Chosin and a Kala. Do you know why the Kala is called Kala? What does the word Kala mean?
Finishing.
What's the literal translation of a Kala? Finishing. In other words, what does Kilayon mean? To destroy. What does that mean, to destroy? Which means that the Kala becomes, she ceases to be an independent existence, and she becomes now part of the existence of the Chosin of the boy. That's why she's called Kala, Milashin Kilayon. Also, a Lashon of Nichlal. Kala means to be Nichlal. To be Nichlal means to be included. Which means she's now included in the Metzias of her husband. She's now becoming one Metzias with her husband. Which means that the Gashmi is turned into Ruchni. Because the Zohar and the Nekeva has now become Bechina of Zohar. And that's the Tachlis. That's the Tachlis of Bria. That's why it says, Loi Toiv Heyois Odom Levado. It's not good for the Odom to be together. To the Adam to be alone. Because the Adam is Ruchni. Hashem didn't create the world. If Hashem would have wanted everything just to be Ruchni, without any Gashmi, He wouldn't have created this world. If He created a physical world, He wants something to happen. He wants an Avoida. And therefore, Adam being on his own without an Akeva can't do that Avoida. He can't turn Gashmi into Ruchni. And therefore, Hashem had to create Chava, He had to create an Akeva, and then it can become Toiv. That's the Klal. For example, the Kli Yochar says on the second day, we know from all 6 days of creation, there's only one day where it doesn't say Ki Tov. Anybody know which day?
Second day.
Excellent, the second day. Why the second day?
Finish.
Sorry? Well, what does it mean? Because Hashem made a separation between the Mayim Tachtonim, oh, and the Mayim Elyonim. In other words, Hashem made a pirut between Elyonim and Tachtonim. Therefore, it doesn't say the word Tov, says the Kli Yochar. Because the Tov means when there's a connection, when there's a Chibur, when there's an Achdus between Elyonim and Tachtonim. What's another word for Elyonim and Tachtonim? Gashmi and Ruchni. Which means that the second day, there was a separation. That Gashmi stays Gashmi and Ruchni stays Ruchni. That's Lo Tov. Doesn't say Tov on the second day. The separation between the Mayim Elyonim and the Mayim Tachtonim is the opposite of Toiv. There on that day is rooted all in Yonim that are the opposite of Toiv. Bear that in mind, we'll come to that later. And therefore when it says Loi Toiv, Heyos Adam Levadoi, when it means that it's Loi Toiv, then it's like the second day, which means there's a separation between Gashmi and Ruchni when the man is on his own. Therefore Hashem has to create Chava in order that it should become Basar Echad. Which type of Basar? The Zohar, the spiritual Basar. And therefore, let me give you an insight into what I'm talking about. We finish Ashrei, the last pasuk in Ashrei every day says, Tehilas Hashem Yedah Bepi, Vivarach Kol, Bosa Hashem Kodshoi. Vivarach Kol Bosa, does your Bosa bless or does your mouth usually bless? Bosa, what does Bosa blessing mean? The Teretz says that when we come to the Shleimus, when it all turns Ruchni, then even the Bosa blesses. And we know that why is Ashrei? Ashrei is a... and contains the whole Aleph base. And we know that the most Ruchni, the most spiritual letter, is the first letter, which is Aleph. And the Gemara in Shabbat says that the Tov is Tomus, the Tov corresponds to Averus, corresponds to Yetzahara, says the Gemara in Shabbat, because Tov is right at the end. What's the tikkun when you attach the end to the beginning? That's the end of Ashrei. Tehilas, that's the Tov. But what happens when it's all Bishlemus? Even the Tov, even the Guf, even the Gashmi, Tehillas Hashem Yedaber Pi, Vivarech Kol Boso. That's the Shleimus. That when the Aleph and the Tov are connected, and that's the Tachlis, that the Aleph and the Tov should be connected. Therefore the Pasuk begins, Bereishis Bara Lakim, S. Hashemayim Ve, S. Or it's S, well, which letters? Aleph Tov, but Aleph Tov together. The Tachlis is that the Aleph and Tov are together. When the Aleph and Tov get together, the Gashmi and Ruchni gets together, then even the Baruch called Bosa, then even the Bosa then ventures HaKadosh Baruch. That's the Avoida.
Your first two Bosa though...
Now Rashi says on that word, on those words, V'hoyu l'Bosa Echad, I'm sure by now you've finished Rashi on Bereishis, and what does Rashi say on the words V'hoyu l'Bosa Echad? When does a man and woman become Basar Echad? When they have?
Child.
Louder?
Child.
Excellent. Havlad noitzar l'idei shnehem. The Vlad, the child, brings them together, makes them into one. V'sham nasa b'sorem Echad, says Rashi, that's when the Basar comes together. So therefore, I would suggest that if the tachlis of the whole Bria is the Gashmi and Ruchni to become one, to become Boso Echot, and that happens when they have children, so which mitzvah would you say is the most mitzvah yisodi in the whole Torah? Peruvu, which is the first mitzvah in the Torah?
Peruvu.
Peruvu basically is the whole Bria. The whole Bria. That's the first mitzvah in Parshas Bereishis. Parshas Bereishis is the Bria, and there you give one mitzvah. That's the mitzvah of the Bria, which is Peruvu, to have a Vlad in order that the Boso should become Echot. I'm sure some of you have been at a Sheva Brochas. And the first bracha you make at a Sheva Brochas is Shahakol Bara Lechvodo. What's the connection between that bracha and a Sheva Brochas? You can make that anytime. Every bracha can be Shahakol Bara Lechvodo. Everything Hashem created for Kvod Shamayim. Why is that bracha unique for a Berachas Sheva Brochas? The Torah says, the answer is because a Sheva Brochas is the mitzvah of Nisuin. And the mitzvah of Nisuin is the mitzvah of Peruvu. And we made it, therefore, we're teaching you now that Shahakol Bara Lechvoide means that that is the sole purpose of the Bria. Because that manifestates making Gashmi into Ruchni, making the whole Bria into one Rishus, that's Vivar Chalbas Hashem Kod Shoy, that's all Ruchni. And that's why Shahakol, the Bracha after Shahakol Bara Lechvoide is Yoytzer Adam. Who can bring about bringing the Gashmi into Ruchni? The Adam. Because the Adam himself is made from Gashmi and Ruchni, from Ofam and Adama, and from Neshama. And therefore, Becha Sherebach begins Shakel Baruch Voidai, and the next bracha is Yotzer Adam. Oh. When the Neshama and Guf become one, is there death? What does death mean? Death basically means one thing. What's that? Parting. Very good. The separation between the Neshama and Guf. When the Neshama and Guf don't separate, does man die? No. Somebody who hasn't got children is reckoned as dead. Why? Because if he hasn't got children, it means there's no Basar Echot. No Basar Echot means the Gashmi and Ruchni remain two entities. Gashmi and Ruchni remaining two entities, that's death. Chaim is altogether. Death is separation between the Gashmi and Ruchni. And therefore, that's why somebody who hasn't got children, Chas V'Shalom, is considered Mased. Shabbos, the Heilige Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, we know is the Zman, the Gemara says, Gemara Ksuba says, is a mitzvah of Peruvu. Oynas Tamet Chacham, says the Gemara Ksuba, Samach Beis, is the, well, because Shabbos is this time where there's no separation. You know that one of the Lamates Melachas is called Borer. Are you allowed to do Borer on Shabbos?
No.
What does Borer mean? Borer means separating Gashmi from Ruchni. That's what Borer means. It says in the Svarim Adoshim, that's why Boirer is also. Because on Shabbos it's all Ruchni. On Shabbos it's all Eichel. There's no such thing as Boirer. You know what Rashi says in Beit Tzedach Tes Zayin? What does the Neshama Yisera give us capacity to do? To eat lots, much more than we can during the week. Rashi in Beit Tzedach Tes Zayin says, Rashi, what's the Neshama Yisera? Ein nafshei kotzav, and you can eat and eat and eat. Just take a regular meal. Right? Take a regular yeshiva guy who comes, before they bought the gefilte fish, he's finished at least a whole challah already. And then there's a gefilte fish and he has it with his second challah with mayonnaise. And that's before he began his meal already. During the week, you'd have one course of your Shabbos meal and you won't be able to eat anymore. The Neshama Yisera says, Rashi is a capacity to eat. That's the Neshama Yisera. I'm sure you would have, if you wouldn't have known this, Rashi, I'm sure you would have translated the Neshama Yisera something else. More learning, more, I don't know what Rashi says. Greater capacity to eat. Because on Shabbos it's all Ruchni. When you eat, it's Ruchni. Shabbos is Sholem. What do we wish each other? Shabbat Shalom. Because Sholem means you took two Chalakim, you made them into one. Shabbos, the Gashmi and Ruchni become one. Therefore Shabbos is a Basar Echot. And therefore Shabbos is a Mitzvah Peruvu. And therefore we sing on Shabbos, Hashem is Shabbos Habeinim Habas. Why Hashem Shabbos Habeinim Abbas? Because that's the Boso Echad, that's the Gashmi and Ruchni. V'shamu b'nei Yisrael as a Shabbos, last is a Shabbos le Dorasam. Dorasam is children, continuity. Shabbos is the Zivug. Shabbos is the Zman where the Gashmi and Ruchni becomes one. And therefore, just like we say Vivarach Kol Boso during the week, on Shabbos we say in Nishmas, which is the special tefillah for Shabbos, you say V'chol Karavai Hashem. Even my insides, even my intestines, even my Gashmi is all going to, is all praising, all thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Shabbos is all one, so there's no death on Shabbos. Shabbos is kulei chayim. Harachman yam chaleini yem shekulei Shabbos amenucha lechaye oylamein. Because when it's all one, there's no death. When it's all one, then there's menucha. When the Gashmi and Ruchni are two opposites, we're living in an ongoing battle. That's why lechem, bread, eating during the week is milashen mil, milchama. Lechem means milchama. Because during the week we're fighting between the Gashmi and Ruchni. Shabbos is no fight. And therefore Shabbos, what do we call our bread? Challah. What's challah mean? Even when you bake bread during the week, one part of the bread you have to separate and give it to the kohen, which is called challah, which means that's the spiritual part of the bread. The rest of the bread is physical. Shabbos, the whole thing is called challah, because Shabbos is called spiritual. The bread that we eat on Shabbos is called spiritual. What do we make Kiddush on Friday night and Shabbos? Wine. Why? She'am alois imperik kuf chof ches. Anybody got a Tehillim over here? So she'am alois ashri kol yirei Hashem ha'oilech v'drochov yagia kapecho kisoich ashrecho eshtecho kegefen peiria b'yakasei b'secho bonecho kishizil ezeisim sovav l'shulchanecho. Later take the Rosh, take the Tehillim out. And what does it mean, eshtecho kegefen peiria? You have it there? Translate the English. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine, which is mitzvahs pro or avu. Which means, that's why you make kiddush on Shabbos. Because kiddush wine is a bracha of eshtecha, your wife is kegef and peria, is a fruitful vine. Wine, we have something very unique about wine. Wine grows on a tree. What bracha do you make on grapes? Anovim. What bracha do you make on wine? Hagefen, which means it's become, in halach it's called the mishtani lel yusa, it's become more spiritual. When the wine becomes more spiritual, you take grapes and you make it into wine. Which means you squeeze out the pnimius and you bring out the whole pnimius. Now all you have is the kedusha, now it's wine. That's kuloi, that's ke'ilu mishtani lel yusa, that's taken the gashmi and elevated it and made it into wine. That's why you make kiddush and wine. Why do you eat fish on Shabbos? Because dogim have a bracha pruvu that Yosef was blessed for yidgul aroy bekeref haaret. In the mela, therefore, all these onyonim of showing you the kedusha of Shabbos, which is a kedusha where the gashmi and ruchni become one. That's why Shabbos is the yom hamenucha. Because Shabbos, there's no battles, there's no lechem, there's no milchama. The Eitz Hadas. One of the opinions of the Eitz Hadas was a Geffen in Sanhedrin. Eitz Hadas was a vine. The Ari HaKadosh says, the Adam HaRishon, if you'd have waited till Shabbos, he could have eaten from the Eitz Hadas. He was supposed to wait till Shabbos, till he begins having Zivug with Chava, etc., etc. First, he should have eaten from the Eitz HaChaim. The Eitz HaChaim means Chaim. Chaim means when the Gashmi and Ruchni is all together. When the Gashmi and Ruchni is all together, then you can eat from the Eitz Hadas. And then you can have Puruvu with Chava. He had Puruvu in a week. In the week it's a milchama. In the week it's very difficult to take two separate entities, to take a Zachar and a Keva and make them into Bosa Echot. That was his Chet. Oh, we'll come to that. If we have time today, we'll come to that. But that was the Chet. What does it say? It says that the Nochosh, Rashi brings down, Vayiyu Shnei Marumim V'Lais Bashosh, V'Anosh, Nochosh Hayo Orem, says Rashi. What did the Nochosh see them doing? Nochosh saw them having Puruvu. And he got jealous. In other words, he wanted to have with Chava. What's the idea of an animal having Puruvu with a human being? Besides the repulsiveness and the disgusting, what's the aim of it? When people have znus with a hidden message behind people having znus rachman islam with animals is that instead of this maisa of pruvu making the gashmi to ruchni, we're having the same maisa and we're keeping it gashmi down here. When somebody chas v'shalom has znus with an animal, nothing very ruchni comes out of all this, right? It's poshut. So when somebody has the message behind having znus with an animal is that we're using this koyach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Instead of taking the Gashmi, making it into Ruchni, we're keeping the Gashmi down here. That was the message of the Nochosh. He wants to have Puruvu with Chava. When Chava has Puruvu with Adam, it's supposed to make them into a Boso Echad. It's supposed to make them into Vivarach Kol Boso Shen Kotchoi. It's supposed to change the Gashmi into Ruchni. The Nachash says, no, have Znus with me, and we'll keep that potential that's supposed to make Gashmi and Ruchni in one, we'll keep it down here. We won't let it become Ruchni. Which means the following, the Nachash has a very profound message. And the message is applicable to us now in the year 2002. What's the message? Message says the Nachash, when you're in the Beis HaMedrash and you're davening, no, you're being Oisek in Ruchni. But when you're eating, or when you're doing anything physical, leave out Ruchni. Don't take the Gashmi up into the Ruchni. Leave us alone. Make a separation. Be a good boy when you're in the Beis HaMedrash. But when you're in the Cheder Ochel, forget about making brachas. Forget about Chas V'Shalom saying a Devat Torah at the table. Forget about benching properly. When you're doing Gashmi, it stays down here. When you're doing Ruchni in the Beis HaMedrash, then you can stay up there. That's the message of the Nachash wanting to do Puruvu with Chavit. When she does it with Adam, it takes all the Gashmi up, making it Ruchni. And the Nachash said no. The Nachash said, let it stay down here. The obvious results are that Chava has very difficult childbirths from now on. Very difficult pregnancies, very difficult childbirths. Why? Because there's no real Basa Echad anymore. The Basa Echad, Chas V'Shalom, almost became a Basa Echad with a Nachash, and not with Adam. And therefore, Basa Echad is through the Vlad. Now, no more, there's no real Basa Echad. There's no real taking something Gashmi and making it into Ruchni. And the Vlad is the one that does that. And therefore, Chava's punished with hard child, with difficult childbirths, difficult upbringing, difficult pregnancies, etc. Adam has to die. Adam has to die. Gashmi and Ruchni become two entities. And therefore, the Neshama and the Guf are two entities, and therefore the Neshama has to leave the Guf. The Kilkul from the Nachash was, take the girl as she does Puruvu with her husband. As she becomes Basa Echad, take and do Znus with her. And those of you who learned Rashi at the end of Bereishis know that's exactly what they did. Again, I'm missing out bits and pieces because I'm trying to stick it all into today's shiur that we can move on tomorrow. But the pasuk says, still at the end of Parshas Bereishis, Vayiru b'nei lakim is b'nei sa'adam ki toivois heino. He saw that they were toivois, which means, what does toiv mean? We said earlier, the chibo, the gashmi ruchni, and therefore vayikchulem noshim. Says Rashi, when did they used to take the girls and have znus with them? Just before they were about to go under the chuppah, when they were making them nicely. Konis lechuppah, ya godl nichnas aboilot chil. Couldn't wait 5 minutes. Couldn't do it a day earlier. Why do you have to wait till she's about to go under the chuppah, about to be mekadosh her husband, about to have a simchas nesuim, about to have a shevar brachas of shahakel bar lechvoyle? Then they used to take the woman and have znus with her. Why? That's the Nachash. You're having Zuz with Adam, you're about to be Mekayim a mitzvah of a Hayul a Basa Echad, with the Gashmi turning into Ruchni, now I'm going to ruin it for you. The idea of being Mashchis, destroying the greatest potential that mankind has. And that's the Koyach, that's the potential of making the whole world into a Ruchni sticker world. Elevating the whole Gashmi, the whole physical world into a Ruchni sticker world. Making a Basa Echad, that potential, while just before they were about to do it, They used to take the girl, take the color, and they used to ruin her. That's why Vayiru b'nei Adam es b'nois Adam ki toiv v'seinu. That's the oimek of ki toiv v'seinu. Before he got married, it's lo toiv hayesa Adam levadoi. Now she's the man and the woman about to get married. It's about to become toiv. It's about to become toiv. I'm going to make it not lo toiv again. I'm going to make it like the second day of the Bria, where there's mayim elyonim and there's mayim tachtonim and there's a separation. Don't mix the two. That's how we arrive to Parshas Noach. We know that the pagam of the Dor HaMabul, Matishachei Sa'aretz Efnei Elokim, is we know was the pagam of Ashchasa Zera LeBatola. Always, Ashchasa means Shichasnu, Ashchasa means the idea of destroying the greatest potential that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Noach is the Menucha. Noach understood this unbelievable potential that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, to change the whole Gashmi into Ruchni. This Vahoyu Labosa Echot, Alidei HaVlad, through the Vlad. Noach understands the real Puruvu. And therefore, that's why the Pasuk begins, Eila Toldos, Noach. Noach understands the importance of Toldos. He understands the potential of Toldos. Noach versus the rest of the world. The Koyach, this beautiful potential that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, this sacred Avoida that Hashem gave us, versus the Hashchasa, versus Vatishachis HaOretz. Noach is Ish Tzadik. Tomim, says the Targum, Tomim Shlim, Noach is Sholem. Because Noach is Shabbos, that's Sholem, Shabbat Shalom, that takes the two parts of the Bria and makes it one. The rest of the Bria was completely warped. Animals mean b'she'ein eminoi, this species with that species. The whole thing was one big balagan, the common denominator being the destruction of the whole, this whole great potential that we discussed. Who was allowed into the teva? Shnaim, shnaim. Zohar and Akeva. Shnaim, shnaim. Zohar and Akeva. Shnaim, shnaim. Zohar and Akeva. The whole time it's repeated, this shnaim, shnaim, Zohar and Akeva, to teach us that who was allowed to enter the teva? Only those who were the bechina of Zohar and Akeva, even the animals. Only those who had this idea, they understood the chibur, they understood the chibur of Zohar and Akeva, what it means in the Bria. Noach begins bringing back the idea of Basar Echad. By the way, Noach sends the Yoina. We gave another different mahalach later in the other time why Noach sent the Yoina. The Yoina is also known in Chazal that it's Eina Meniach is Bat Zugoy. The Yoina is very loyal to its spouse. The Yoina, the Zohar and the Keva are very loyal to each other. You knew that? So Chazal say that. So in other words, the Yoina was the bird who was to represent the new Bria, the Bria where everybody is loyal to each other, where there's a real Zohar and a cave and there's a real Basa Echad. And therefore the Yoina was sent to smell out the Bria, to see whether the Bria is a loyal, or it's a Bria that's mevalbel, this potential that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them. Noach came out of the Teva, and was supposed to use that Geffen, was supposed to use a vine, to be metakin what happened in the vine with the Eitz Hadas, which was a Geffen. And what happened? He built a vine, Vayizkal v'toycha olay. Came out again a gilui of erva, which means the opposite of this potential that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Noach dafka had to plant a vine. Noach had to bring the Eitz Hadas to its tikkun. Noach was the one who made the proper toldos. Noach is the one who has to set now the line, set the tone for the mitzvah of Nisuin, for the mitzvah of Sherah Brachos. And what happened was a kilkel from there. That's the kilkel dafka of using the vine. I'm not going into it now, but we know that the whole Beis Hamikdash was also a chibur of Shemayim Varetz. The Beis Hamikdash was the chibur of Shemayim Varetz. The Sulam Mutzav Arts of Arosha Magia Shemayimo was the chibur. We know whenever there's a chibur, the koichas ha-satan, the koichas ha-nochas tried to break it. Who had the dream of Sulam Mutzav Arts of Arosha Magia Shemayimo? Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is getting married, and what does Lavan do? He's supposed to be marrying Leah, sticks in Rachel. Exactly the same thing as they did in Parshas Bereishis. Exactly the same thing. Sorry? He's supposed to marry Rachel. Sorry, right. He put Leah. Right. Supposed to marry Rachel, then he put Leah. Imam is turning the same thing because Lava and the Koich HaSara, whenever they see that tikkun taking place, they try to break it. They did it. They did it back in Bereishis, and they do it again. But Yaakov Avinu was the Sulam Mutzav Atz of Rosh Magi Hashemayim making that chibur. We know the Balaturim says already that Sulam Mutzav Atz of Rosh Magi Hashemayim was the kevesh, the ramp to run up to the mizbeach. The whole base of Mikdash Maral was built. Mikdash Hashem Koinen Yodecha with the right hand and the left hand. The right hand is Shemayim. The left hand is Oretz. The Beis Hamikdash is the chibur of Shemayim Oretz, and therefore we know that when the Goyim try to destroy the Beis Hamikdash or stop us building the Beis Hamikdash, that was for that purpose. We know that one of our great days of the year, probably the most enjoyable day for us of the year, is Purim. Purim is from the word Eshtachok Gefen, Puria. Purim is a Puria, because Purim begins that the Achashverosh stopped building the Beis Hamikdash, and what did he wear? The big de kohuna, which means, which vessels did they use by the Mishteh? From the Beis HaMikdash. Which means that there's no Sulam Mutzav Atz of Rosh Magia Shemayim. The Gashmi stays down here, Which means he wanted to take away the whole beauty of the potential of the Emesika Mitzvah Puruvu and its greatest potential. And therefore, who did he bring? Who did he bring in this Mishteh? He wanted to bring Vashti. Vashti should come, built Itzanua, which means Mamish breaking the whole idea. The same chet of the Eitz Hadas that began the Adam and Chava were Mekayin the mitzvah b'farhesya. He wanted to bring Vashti to the Suda b'farhesya. In other words, he wants to break this whole idea. And therefore, half the Megillah is about bringing in this girl and 6 months for Shemen Hamor and 6 months that to anoint themselves with this oil and 6 months with the other oil. And that was what was going on in Achashverosh's mind. The Kilkul HaZivuk. Eventually, we're not going into it now, there's plenty of time till Purim. But eventually, Baruch Hashem, there was a Menapechu and Fakeret and everything went okay. And therefore, that's why there's a mitzvah on Purim to get drunk. The mitzvah of Ribu Yayin. Because Yain is Kiddush Leil Shabbos. Yain is Eshlecha Kegefen Poiriyah. Poiriyah is Puruvu, is Purim. Purim is the month of Adar. The month of Adar, what's the zodiac of the month of Adar? Fish. It's connected which Shevet? Yosef. Yidgularoi Bekeret Faretz. Adar is connected Yosef. So in the Brocha Puruvu, that's Poiriyah, that's Purim, and that's the mitzvah of Shtiyas Yain. We have to drink wine. Adela Yoda Ben Gashmi Leruchni. Adela Yoda Ben Mordechai Lahamot. In other words, on Purim, we see the Gashmi, but we see Ruchni. And therefore, Shoshanas Yaakov. Why? Yaakov is a Sulam, Mutzavas, Varisha Magia Shemaimah. Beroitzam Yachat Tcheles Mordechai. Why Tcheles Mordechai? What is Tcheles? When you see the tzitzis, it reminds you of the Yam. When you see the Yam, it reminds you of the Kisakova, the Rakia. Which means that Tcheles Mordechai means that the Purim is the day where the Gashmi and Ruchni is all one. That's called Tcheles Mordechai. Adela Yoda. Purim brings the world into a matzav, but we don't know the difference anymore between Gashmi and Ruchni. It's all Ruchni. There's a mitzvah of mishteh, mitzvah to eat the whole day, a mitzvah of simcha, and drinking more and drinking more and drinking more. There's a mitzvah of eshtecha gefen poiriyah. That's the tikkun on Purim. And through that came about Achashverosh's son, build the Beis HaMikdash. The Ariyovesh, he was one to build the Beis HaMikdash, but the Beis HaMikdash was the chibur of Shemayim and Oretz. Memela, with that we can also understand, so we've already explained why Noach is Vayonach, Lashon Shabbos, why it's Menucha, there's no battle, there's no Melchoma, it's not Lechem, why he was called Tomim, why it's called Shlim. With that we understand why the marble was also Dafka with Mayim. Because we said that where in the Bria was it rooted, the Loi Toiv, not having Toiv, making a period between the Shemayim and Oretz, when was that? Which day of the Bria? Sheni. Sheni was separation between Mayim Elyonim and Mayim Tachtoinim, which there is rooted. Anybody who ever tries to separate Gashmi from Ruchni is rooted in that day, where the Mayim Elyonim and the Mayim Tachtoinim were separate. And it made it therefore was very appropriate to punish the Dor HaMavel by bringing the Mayim Elyonim and the Mayim Tachtoinim and bringing them together. They were Yoinik, they were sapping. They were Yoinik, their Hashchosa, their destruction, their separation between the physicality and the spirituality from that day where there was a separation between Mayim Elyonim. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayifku kol mayonos tohoimois, to all the tohoim, all the mayim tachtonim, Varubis HaShemayim Neftachu, which was the mayim alyonim, and we all met. Vayach, that's Menucha, that's when the Gashmi and the Ruchni meets. When the Gashmi and Ruchni meets, that's their destruction. With that we can understand the end of the parasha, which is the parasha, which is the Avera, and the Dera Flogger. Dera Flogger had a very interesting rayon. Okay, the marble was destroyed. You've got to be mechaber Gashmi and Ruchni. We know that you have to connect Gashmi by Ruchni by making the Gashmi into Ruchni. They thought of another plan. Let's make the Ruchni into Gashmi. We're going to make this greatest chibur. What's the difference which way the chibur goes? You want us to make a chibur or make a chibur? So we go up to Shemayim, we'll conquer Shemayim, we'll take the Oretz up to Shemayim, and we'll make all the Ruchni into Gashmi. Fantastic. Fantastic. What's wrong? You telling me Adela Yoda ben Ora Homel Baruch Motchai? I'll tell you Adela Yoda. It's the same Adela Yoda. In other words, that was the chet. The chet of the Dera Floga was the chet by saying, let's go up to Shemayim and conquer Shemayim, like Chazal say. Conquering Shemayim means, instead of taking the Gashmi and elevating to the Ruchni, let's take the Ruchni and bring it down into the Gashmi. And Memes is brought down, not going into anything too deep, but it's brought down in the Sifrei Kabbalah, that what they wanted to do is they wanted to bring down Hashpos from Shemayim without Avodah. We know that you have to do avoid in order to bring down hashpos. And they wanted to bring down hashpos, all the hashpos of Shemayim, they wanted to bring it down without an avoid. Which means that they wanted to make Shemayim, into a gashmistic thing. Now this is a very, very, very important yisod. And this parasha teaches us, this parasha by Yonach, the Shabbos, this parasha teaches us an unbelievable yisod. And you should know the Baal HaTanya brings it down in his parish in Torah Oyer here in Parashas Noach. And he says that people think that if you're working in an office all day long, and you daven mincha, next to the guy who's learning in kollel all day long, I'm sure you're going to think that his mincha is that much more powerful than yours. Scared to say it on tape, but I'm only quoting the Baal HaTanya, it's not me. Says the Baal HaTanya, the other way around. Because the person who's been working all day in his office, he's having to deal with this guy and that guy, and he's having to deal with this and this yoinus, and he's having to deal with this and with that, and he's having to deal with so many different aspects, worldly, physical aspects, that when he takes all those in yonim, he takes all those protim, and in tefillah, he's mala, he elevates that up to Shammai, he's done the greatest tikkun of bria possible. And it's Yedua, it's brought down from I'm not sure, from the Norman HaMelech's brother, or somebody from those generations, that he had to go one day to have some sort of dealing with Goyim. And he went, travel to an island somewhere to have dealings with Goyim. And after that, there in that town, he davened the Mincha, and he said it was like his Yom Kippur Mincha. He doesn't understand. He came to ask his brother, what's going on? He saw that over there, he'll daven his Mincha twice as... He'll break the sonic boom by davening twice the speed of sound. How can he daven properly there? He thought he'll finish off Ashrei, Balatzion, Shmon Esra, Boise Shalom, Moedem, mix them all together, daven in 1 minute, and he felt so holy, he felt so uplifted in this place full of Goyim. His brother said that if your Jew goes to this place, and the Jew took out all the Kedusha that's stuck in that place, and he was maler there in that, in his tefillah, that's the greatest tefillah. This parsha teaches us that even when we go to the dining room, even when we're outside the Beis HaMedrash, if a person makes a bracha properly with kavana, and if a person learns one line of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch during the meal, or if you say one word of Batorah during the meal, and you make a proper bracha achrona, you've taken the Geshem, and you've done Tilas Hashem Yedaber Pi Vivarch Kol Bas Hashem Kod Shalein Avod. You've brought about the greatest revolution, the greatest V'ayu L'Bosa Echo that there is in the Bria. It's an unbelievable achrayas. Rav Tzadok HaKohen says that if a person goes to eat, and on his way down to the dining room, he says to Hashem, that Boyer Nefosh is Rabbah, it doesn't make the bracha, he says to Hashem that you created us, Boyer Nefosh is Rabbah, is v'chesroinon, you created us with a chesaron, and therefore we have to eat. You created us, Hashem, to get hungry in order that we should eat. So therefore it must be that it's your rotzen that we should eat. And therefore I'm going now to eat to fulfill your rotzen, Hashem. Says Rav Tzadok, and then he starts eating, he's unbelievable, he's done a revolution, he's made a world revolution. The American Revolution, the French Revolution is nothing to his revolution that he's made in the Bria. And it's so easy. And it makes a person's life into a life of menucha. Clashes. Why is it so hard to sit and learn? Because when you're here, when you're in your room, you want to listen to this music, read that literature. Coming to the Beis HaMedrash, you get a bad conscience. Should I be doing this? Should I be doing that? Well, how should I relax? Should I relax with averus? Or should I relax with mitzvahs? I've come and I had such a good day with mitzvahs. Let's do a few averus now. I deserve it. I had a good day. The whole life is one. It's melchome. It's a lechem. It's fighting. There's only one life of menucha. And that is, and that is when we go to the dining room, we say, Ratzon Hashem, let's eat in order that we have koyach to learn. Not all that difficult to say that short sentence before you begin eating. Before you go to sleep, you say, B'yadav kidruchi, I'm giving you my neshama Hashem, I want to wake up tomorrow morning, Be'ez Hashem, with fresh koyach, in order that I can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly the next day. Not all that difficult. You said one sentence before the meal, one sentence before you went to bed, and kacha v'kacha, and so on and so forth. If you leave the dining room, go back to your dorm, and you learn one line, or one Mishnah, even though it's a 5 minute walk, if you learn one Mishnah, which takes 40 seconds, you makayim a mitzvah of lech lechav aderech, and you've made the physical world, you made rechav aron spiritual. Not an easy thing to do. And therefore, this is the limit, this is the chizuk of Parshas Noach. The chizuk of Parshas Noach is that let's make our life into a life of menucha. And that will bring about a mitzvah Hashem. Like the Rambam finishes off, the last pasuk, the last final words of the Rambam in his great work, Yad HaChazaka, he quotes the pasuk, Mala ha'oretz de'eretz Hashem. Then the oretz will be de'eretz Hashem. And then we'll see HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the physicality and through the spirituality, and it'll all be one menekudah, and it'll be one bechina, and then we'll be Zorcha Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach to be as Mashiach Sukeinu with the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Sulamot of Arts of Arosh Magi HaShemayim Bimheir of Yomeinu Amen.
Just worth adding on that the Parsha ends Vayomot Terach Bechoron, Terach Zin Ovid Avodah Zorah, Terach Zin Bechina of Guf and Neshama being separate. In other words, there's no achdus, and therefore no achdus meaning that the guf doesn't become neshama, and the meida therefore it's a bechin of a yomas terach b'chon. Terach was the opposite of noyach. Noyach is menucha because the two parts of Adam, guf and neshama, are beachdus. Terach is the opposite. There's no menucha. The two parts don't come together, and therefore terach is a bechin of a yomas terach b'choron. Mashen ke noyach, which is naicha beyonach. That's the rachi yancheleni yemshkodesh shabbos menucha lechaya elomah. That's the contrast between the beginning of the parasha and the end of the parasha, whether the guf and neshama live b'shalom or the guf and neshama don't live b'shalom.